Jerome Flacco, don't you?
Company by the marketing manager for the Kansas City area. Wanted to first note the Logo and Logo program is 20th anniversary in 2008. Gave us a year of thanking our customers for depending on us for Logo Printers. Rail Transportation Solutions. Big Love started the company in 1983 operating a switching operation in northern Louisiana, serving Boise. We still have that customer today. There was an expansion in 85 with a rail car repair facility in Coffeyville, Kansas. It became the first short line that Watco purchased from the New Pacific Railroad and has developed into the South Kansas Oklahoma Railroad. Customer satisfaction is the emphasis of watch the company, but we try to rely on all the services we provide company-wise. We'll put it as railroad, mechanical, intermodal, storage, switching, trucking, and other housing. We do believe we are a company that focuses on customer relationships, and Big West has a very firm idea of what his guiding principles would be. That is, improve customer satisfaction, improve safety, improve profitability, return on assets, and long-term vision. They reduce that down to the right car at the right time, in the right condition, adds value to the customers. Our mission statement is first and foremost our customers. We provide the best transportation services and efficient economical manners. And next, our employees, of course, are very important because we treat them right and we foster an environment that helps them learn, grow, and develop. They are giving back to the company as well. And our communities as well, the communities we serve, we try to be a good corporate citizen and get involved in those. Our business model is first to serve our customers, but we also see the class ones, the short lines, government economic development, both as our customers as well. We're always open to sitting on the table to see what opportunities are in the area, whether it be avenues such as this, or one-on-one direct conversations with our customers, or class one partners to develop an area for transportation. Just a few statistics about what we do. We are considered the third largest short line rail operator. Now with the acquisition of Millennium Rail, we are considered the largest mechanical rail industry. We move just over 400,000 car loads on about 3,500 tracks. I won't go through the full list, but a couple of items to know is where we've got 20 short lines throughout the U.S., serving 26 states, with regards to mechanical services, there are 14 school service repair shops, and 18 local units throughout the U.S. also. Just to give you an idea of what the Class 1 United States system looks like, rail network system looks like, and I wanted to overlay Watco's system map, and it will outline all of the services we provide, mechanical switching, transloading, intermodal, and where we are in the port. We got our start in the central region, but you can see that we are experiencing significant growth in the Gulf area, and we've had one presence in the west. We've also got a few sites in the east area. Full listing of our railroads and switching locations. Here in Kansas City, the Carl River Railroad Guide started in 2004. And currently today, we provide rail car services for the Kansas Terminal Railway. That is interchange with all Class 1s coming into Kansas City, and of course, delivery directly to the customers that are located on the Kansas City line. We also partner with GNSS here in Kansas City, north of the Missouri River at the Bedford Yard, and then we also have the Kearney Liberty Line, which is served by the Birmingham Yard. You also see a listing of switching services. You'll note DeRidder, Louisiana, going to Cascade, that 1983 site that got WATSET started. Here in Kansas City, we as well serve National Search and Tool Company that is located in North Kansas City. We began serving them in 1986 and still have a presence in that plant today. So looking at the mechanical services, just to give you an idea of the state that they are located in, and of course the left rail car shop or the full service shop, whether you're looking at full program maintenance work or in car builds for specific shops that provide that service. We also have four locomotive shops that serve not only Rocco units but customers' needs as well. We provide mechanical services on a local level in 18 sites here in Kansas City is one of those. We do serve not only National Stars, Procter & Gamble, General Mills, a lot of the larger industries that are here that want to keep their equipment moving in a timely fashion. Transload, intermodal and warehouse services, listings of those, we acquired a company called Relogate in 2008. It was a 25-year business that focused in transloading, distribution, and warehousing. So that provided some expertise with our network and added services. And what we were able to do is marry this up with the existing railroads we have, and it helped us provide solutions to the customers we serve, whether that be London, cars and special unit loads, things of that type. And just to show you, 7 warehouse sites, and we are of course operating in St. Louis, Michigan, with regards to the load. We have approximately 270 customers, or excuse me, employees that are serving our switching properties. Those could be anywhere from paper, chemical, metals, aggregates, petroleum. Our model there is quite unique and started with our founder, Dick West. We have a supervisor or manager on the property who, of course, learns the ins and outs and ends out of the customer's needs. What we're finding is oftentimes we have added services that are outsourced to us because we're able to provide that service at a lower value, reducing the customer's cost and added value to Rocco Energy. Just listing the specific items that could have a pushing operation, whether it's inspection, car cleaning, we are getting into maintenance of tracks, inventory control. Here locally, we have our locomotive that is positioned in a facility, and we are responsible for the movement of that commodity as it goes through certain processes within the plant, weighing the cars, cleaning the cars, and that type. Mechanical services, of course, being a very important service we provide since it drives a lot of our business, 14 shops. In 2007, we acquired Millennium Rail, which I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it was a well-respected company, now part of the Watco Mechanical Services family. And it has added our fleet building to the Watco services, as well as some fleet management services and bundling packages that we can extend to our existing customer base and look at doing as well. We discussed the mobile repair units, just an added value to share with your customers. And the four local sites for Watco properties, Watco units as well as customers. This is a listing of the fleet management services that Watco now provides. a customer can pick and choose which ones are needed, whether it's just analyzing the needs for their fleet as they prepare or project out, or is it an ongoing where we're handling the car hire, accounting, the car repair building, whatever needs we're able to fulfill with whatever the customer would like to see. Transload and intermodal services, going back to Reload Inc., that's something that adds some expertise within that field, providing some knowledge of rail logistics, the warehousing and the transloading, also took their services and took those across the existing Waco Railroad to build additional solutions for the existing customers we have. That long-term vision, extended value and additional services has been a good plan for us. And in the listings of services, we do have a management team that provides some extensive consulting, we understand, and talk with the Class 1s with regards to what the transportation network is going to look like. We look at that out 5, 10, 20 years, and then try to work with our customers to help them build sites that accommodate what's going to be coming down the road. But they're also, as I mentioned, the bundling of special cars you make. We're finding nowadays there are many industries that are going into a short line with all of their traffic. It becomes somewhat of a distribution center. And then they may rebundle a car with 5 different types of commodities on that one car. So it's a special level of car, and it may go out down to their customers. We have the Houston and St. Louis intermodal sites, the RAM, DRAM, the lift services, stack operations, reloading products, some knowledge about how to stretch our expertise within those areas when you're interested communicating with the Class 1s to see if those are opportunities for us to network and work together on other properties. Real estate and industrial development is key for Waco at the regional level and at the corporate level. We are always looking at available land that is adjacent to our railroads or within the communities we serve, and we are always open to new customers looking at opportunities that may arise. May that be, for example, you've probably heard about the wind turbine, looking at distribution sites, having that traffic come just to the very large units, having it come in down by flat car on the rail, and it may be stored in a specific area and then be trucked to the final site where it's going to be constructed and installed. We also have a dual and Greensport industrial park. It's located on the Houston Ship Channel. It has some contract stevedoring. It has access to over 1,000 linear foot of deep water dock and barge. Offers us the opportunity to provide a number of solutions for the customers, whether that's coming in via the port storage there at Greensport before it's going outbound. Been very successful. We believe that tracking and trending is key to being successful. If you can't measure it, you can't improve it. So we have implemented a report that we share not only with our customers, but with Class 1 railroads on a weekly or daily or monthly time period to understand how are we doing, how are we going to compare to what was planned. And of course, try to exceed what was anticipated. We're always thinking outside of the box, always open to being involved in conversations such as these, so we look at and understand what's going on within the market, whether that's local, regional, or global. I'll go on. These are some example reports of what may be generated. The top one is for Eastern Idaho Railroad, indicates what the rent, what the man hours per revenue move may be, and that's something we would review internally so we could decide, are we doing what we said we were going to do? Are we doing it at a cost that we anticipated that in? The on-time delivery days and on-time report indicate, yeah, each job indicates to do certain work, and we can measure it. Was it achieved? Why it was not achieved? If we have a time-sensitive customer that has time-sensitive commodity, we can plan that in there and then, of course, you know, when from a management level, have we satisfied our customer, which is, of course, our number one. We're committed to safety for our employees, and we, of course, try very hard to be, or we stay in compliance with all safety regulations that are in place today and have changed. And we believe that by operating in a safe manner, we're usually reducing the cost as well. Our team is a very experienced management team. Very out-of-the-box thinkers, and we really like that. We like being part of the team. They're always willing to sit down and talk about new opportunities as they arise. We have proven ourselves with regards to financial performance and did quite well in the down market. We believe we will in this one as well. If you talk to any marketing manager, from what I tell you, they'll tell you that they're very, very busy. There's a lot, the phone is ringing a lot. I think this has been a great opportunity for us to get back and look at the customer in a different way. I think when we're in good economic times, we can be a little selective about what we do. Right now, I think we're trying to approach every opportunity in a very creative way and creative mindset. And of course, working with our class ones and short runs to do that as well. Our diversification with our commodities and our customers has helped us also be financially sound, not only in the rail side, but also in the mechanical side. We do try to review what we're doing, for example, on the mechanical side. The volume of parts that are done with regard to coal or grain in the central region are our biggest presences within the agriculture. Commodity. And just to give you a review, our prison leadership, our listings of added services we can provide to customers, not only the industries we serve, but also the class lines and short lines, all of the competent tools we can provide and bring to the table. We believe that attracting and trending provides some added values, not only to walk over to our customers, we, of course, focus on safety 365 days of the year, and we are always open to working with state, local, economic development to drive business forward.
Thanks, Charlie.